ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर कांटो चैप्टर 28 एंटाइटल पुरांजना बिकम्स अ वुमन इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ टेक्स्ट 64 एवंसा मनसो हंसो हंसेना प्रतिबोधिता स्वास्तस्तद्व्यभिचारेण नस्तंगपा पुनःस्मृतिं। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Translation. In this way, both swans live together in the heart. When the one swan is instructed by the other, he is situated in his constitutional position. This means he regains his original Krishna consciousness, which was lost because of his material attraction. Here it is clearly stated, Hanso Hansena Pratibodhita. The individual soul and the super soul are both compared to swans, Hansa, because they are white or uncontaminated. One swan, however, is superior and is the instructor of the other. When the inferior swan is separated from the other swan, he is attracted to material enjoyment. This is the cause of his fall down. When he hears the instructions of the other swan, he understands his real position and is again revived to his original consciousness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, comes down, avatar, to deliver his devotees and kill the demons. He also gives his sublime instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita. The individual soul has to understand his position by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, because the text of Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood simply by academic qualification. One has to learn Bhagavad Gita from a realized soul. Tadvini paripratena pariprasena sevaya upadesyanti te jangna jangninastatva darchinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 4:34. Thus, one has to select a bona fide spiritual master and become enlightened to his original consciousness. In this way, the individual soul can understand that he is always subordinated to the super soul. As soon as he declines to remain subordinated and tries to become an enjoyer, he begins his material conditioning. When he abandons this spirit of being an individual owner or enjoyer, he becomes situated in his liberated state. The word swastaha, meaning situated in one's original position, is very significant in this verse. When one gives up his unwanted attitude of superiority, he becomes situated in his original position. The word tad vyabhicharena is also significant, for it indicates that when one is separated from God due to disobedience, his real sense is lost. Again, by the grace of Krishna and Guru, he can be properly situated in his liberated position. These verses are spoken by Srila Narada Muni, and his purpose in speaking them is to revive our consciousness. Although the living entity and the super soul are one in quality, the individual soul has to pursue the instruction of the super soul. That is the state of liberation. I repeat the verse. In this way, both swans live together in the heart. When the one swan is instructed by the other, he is situated in his constitutional position. This means he regains his original Krishna consciousness, which was lost because of his material attraction. So, this is a very important point in our philosophy, because particularly this verse, because it is spoken about the spiritual master. And the spiritual master, as we hear so many times, is the only way to obtain pure devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no other way. That is the link. That is the connection. That is why we practice bhakti yoga. Yoga, as we know, is link or connection to bhakti, to devotion, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the way, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explained here about what we have to do, what the living entity has to do, is to approach a spiritual master. And not only that, not only to approach or get initiation, but to serve him with faith and devotion. Because that practicing with faith and devotion creates attraction, respect, devotion to the spiritual master. And that is the link to please all the acharyas, until that reach, that chain reach on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So there is two things, the spiritual master and the disciple. So we have to know what is the rules of the spiritual master, but most important, what we have to know, it's what is our rules as a disciples. And the disciples' business, the only business, is to please his spiritual master. That's why he accepted. That's why he accepted initiation. That is why he took that responsibility. To worship him, to learn from him, and to please him. And one of the big, big, big examples is Srila Prabhupada. As soon as I see the, for example, in front of the Prabhupada Samadhi, there is a murti, right? When Prabhupada is going to the Jaladuta, And that is very important, because that I was thinking about that little steps, that Prabhupada was, going up to the Jaladuta, was very significant for all of us, That's a slow steps, Was for two things we can say. First, to please his spiritual master, And second, to deliver all of us, That is why we are here right now, try to become better devotees, better disciples, no? Better Vaisnavas, no? For the grace of Srila Prabhupada and for his desire to please his spiritual master, no? And we know what sacrifice Srila Prabhupada made, no? For that. That wasn't easy, no? That wasn't easy for him. We know, we read, we hear, we see the movies, no? And we can realize what a disciple means, no? Disciple means sacrifice for the spiritual master, no? Nothing else. No? When somebody, I think, asks Srila Prabhupada, how you, no? You don't all these things. And he said, I have no qualification, no? I don't have qualification. But my only qualification is that I follow my spiritual master. No? That's it. No? And for his blessing, we try to preach. No? We try to convince so many fallen souls, no? To revive his original consciousness. Actually, that is the point, no? To recover our lost consciousness. And that's because the desire to please the spiritual master. All these temples, all these wonderful things we hear, all these wonderful spiritual master, devotees who are surrendered to this ISKCON, no? It's because Srila Prabhupada wants to please his spiritual master. But no, it's not only Srila Prabhupada who has to do that, no? Because this is a change, no? That is why we accept spiritual masters. That is why Srila Prabhupada accepts the spiritual master, and like that. No? Everybody accepts a spiritual master directly. Except Brahma, no, as we know. No. Even Krishna himself accepted the spiritual master. No. Who was the spiritual master of Krishna? Huh? Sandipani Muni. No. There was Sandipani Muni and Gargamuni. No? Gargamuni. So, Gargamuni was the spiritual, the guru of the Kuru dynasty, right? No. So why Krishna did not take him as his spiritual master? That can be a question. Why? Why Krishna did not take Gargamuni as his spiritual master? Even he was the guru of the whole dynasty. And why he chose Sandipani Muni? Nobody knows? Huh? Because Krishna knows Gargamuni, he knows that Gargamuni knows who was Krishna actually, no? And Krishna said, no, I cannot take initiation from him because he knows everything. Instead of I asking instruction, he will ask me to instruct him. So that will be no relationship between a spiritual master and disciple. Better I will take initiation from Sandipani Muni because he is covered, no? By his yoga potency, no. So he took, no, his spiritual master, and not only that, he pleased him, right? He went to the forest to look for wood, no, and he lost in the forest because there was a heavy rain or all these things. So he had to spend the night, no, and Sandipani Muni was looking for his dear disciples, no. And he was He was very, very pleased. Sisi Gornita, Sisi Krishna Malalan, Sisi Radha Semasunda Lalita Vichaka Ki. So, actually, Krishna gave that darshan to Sandipani Muni, no? Because that is the proper way, or the proper way to please the spiritual master. No? And that was that Sandipani Muni, he lost a son, no? And Krishna gave his darshan, okay, I will bring back your son, don't worry. So Krishna bring back Sandipani Muni's son, and he was very pleased. So the point is that, no, that the relationship, the real relationship of the spiritual master and disciple, especially from the disciple side, is to please, no, his spiritual master. No. And that creates another thing, is called understanding of our real constitutional position. And what is our real constitutional position? Yeah, there is another one. Huh? Yeah. No, but there is in Sanskrit. How do you say that? No, there is another one. Jivera Sorupa Haya Krishna Nityadas. That we are eternal servants of the Supreme Personality of God. No? Eternal. We have that, by nature we have that. But why we lost that original understanding? No? Why we lost that? Because of? Yes. There is another one. Because of our material attraction. No? Our material attraction. Somehow or other, I don't know when, we become attracted to the material nature. Somehow. No? Somehow or other, we do that. No? And really the material planets manifested. You want to enjoy? Okay, go ahead. No. Mm. And for example, when we come to Vrindavan Dham, no? If we come, we have materialistic consciousness or business consciousness, that devotee, he has the whole Loi Bazaar to do that. No, that kind of consciousness. No. But if we come, we have Krishna consciousness, we have the deities, the devotees, the Sriman Bhagavatam, the holy name, the holy places, and the prasada. No? So it depends of our consciousness. No. And material attachment, material enjoyment is like to be in a party, no? Just try to enjoy, no? And enjoy and enjoy, no? But we can see that when somebody going in a party the whole night, no? His next day is very frustrated, no? Very sick, no? I don't know if you had that experience, I hope not, no? When somebody drink the whole night, the next day is a miserable day. No? He no want even to hear about what he drink. No? But because of the material consciousness, he will do that again. No? And again and again and again. No? So, we have to ask Krishna to come, no? And destroy our party. No? Dismatch our party. And that happened to Rukmini. Hmm? Rukmini Devi. Rukmini Devi was a very, very beautiful young girl, no? It is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam how beautiful she was. No? All the prince, they were attracted to her. No? They wanted to marry her. Mm? Especially one Prabhu called Sisupal. No? Sisupal Prabhu, I mean Sisupal, he wanted to marry her. No? And because he had a very nice friend, no? Rukmini's brother, no? He got the connection. No? But Rukmini's father, he no want that that Prabhu, that Sisupal, no? He want Krishna for his daughter. No? But you know, Rukmi, that was a wicked man, no? Very envious of Krishna. He don't want that. He want to marry Rukmini with Sisupal. So the day came to for the party, a big celebration. We hear that from the Shastra, how the walls were decorated, the roots, so beautiful that place, no? When the marriage ceremony will take place. No? And everybody was happy. Sisupal, no? Rukmini, all of them, except Rukmini. She was frustrated because Sisupal came to her and said, look, you have everything. No? Because Sisupal, he was a prince, no? And he has all that we can imagine about opulence. Sisupal has all that thing. But Rukmini, she wasn't attracted to that kind of thing, no? She want Krishna, no? She want to serve Krishna. She want to have the lotus feet of Krishna. So what to do? Because the marriage will take place in few hours, no? So Rukmini decide to write a letter, no? And send a letter to Krishna, no? And everybody was in a party, no? Celebrating that the chick will be married, no? So, somehow she sent the Brahmana with her letter, no? To Krishna. And actually the letter was telling Krishna, please come and kidnap me, no? Destroy all this party, I don't want that. Just please kidnap me, no? I don't know if the kidnapping business come from that day, but, no, that she was asking, no? So, but the amazing thing about that is that Rukmini never saw Krishna before, no? And Krishna never saw Rukmini before, no? But they become attracted because they hear about the qualities of each other. No. She become attracted because she hear the qualities of Krishna, and Krishna become attracted because she hear the qualities of Rukmini. And one of the qualities was she want to surrender, no, in humility. Mm. That was her best quality. No? So Krishna came and smashed the party, no, no more party. No, exactly. I think 15 minutes before, or 20, or half an hour, before the marriage ceremony take place. He says, Krishna, we read, Krishna came and let's go. No. In the middle of everybody, he just came and kidnapped Rukmini. No. Because when she came out from the temple, no, she was so beautiful. The point is that Rukmi, he knew that Krishna could, no, do something about, no. So I think he put, I don't know, he was 200 bodyguards or more, no. So as soon as Rukmini came from the temple, she was so beautiful that all these guards, they start to look at her and open the mouth, no. And just stood like that. And Rukmini was passing like that, no? Sometimes we see security guards here or in other temples doing that kind of thing, no? When a white Mataji pass, no? They forget about the security thing, and, you know? I saw that, no? So that happened with these soldiers, no? All they stood like that, no? And at that moment Krishna came. Very easy, no? He just walked in the chariot, no? Just came. And Rukmini, she went in the chariot, shh, no? And after, a few minutes after, they realized that happened, no? And Rukmini here and Shishupal here, all these parties match. No more party, no? So as we know, they start to follow Krishna, and you know, and Rukmini get chastised and all these things, as we know, no? And she got Rukmini, no? By her devotion, her humility to Krishna. And that's the same thing, the spiritual master and the disciple. No? What Rukmini did, she just surrendered. To Krishna. And that is a very, very important quality of the disciple. Surrender means to be humble. No? Nobody can surrender himself if he is not humble. How? It's not possible. No? It's not possible. No? And we hear that as soon as somebody becomes humble, he starts to get realization and get knowledge. No? Another example about that is Arjuna, no? Arjuna, he wasn't care about what Krishna was speaking about, no? That he has to fight or all these kind of things. He put so many arguments, no? No, how I can kill them? No, he's my teacher, he's my brother, my relative, no? No. And he start to explain why, no? But after all these arguments, he become confused, no? And what he say? Oh, Krishna, I don't know what to do, no? I don't know what is wrong, what is right, no, I don't know. Yes, please, instruct me, no? I surrender to you, no? And that moment, the Bhagavad Gita start, no? When he just surrendered to Krishna. No? And that was a very, very heavy instruction, no? From the spiritual master. That he has to kill. No? He has to kill. Not only kill people, but the people he knows. The people who he was growing up. No? And that's a heavy instruction, no? But he did, and he pleased the Supreme Personality of God, no? But we don't have that instruction, no? We don't have that. Thanks Krishna, no? That we only have to do is to properly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Especially in the association of devotees. No? So if we do that, we will please the spiritual master. Why? Because the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra properly, no, creates or has to create a sense of humility, no? Humility. Servant, no? Servant means humility, no? To render devotion and service to the spiritual master, no? In the association of devotees, no? And that is a very important point, the good association of devotees, no? Because the association of devotees, they inspire us to continue try to be a devotee. Satam prasanga mamabirya sambidobabanti hirit karna rasayana katat tad asujosana apabarga varmani sradha ratir anukramisyati. No? That only through satang. What is satang? Satang. Huh? Devotees. Satang means devotees. And sangha or prasanga. It's very clear. Sangha. Sangha, the association. No. Through the association of devotees, this is Kapila Dev explaining to his mother Devahuti, no? What is the importance of association of devotees. No? Through the association of devotees, he say, you can hear my wonderful activities. No? And not only that these wonderful activities are very pleased to Karna. What is Karna? Heirs. No. Karna rasayana kata. Hrit. Hrit. Har. Hrit. Har. No. So in order to the knowledge of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to reach the heart, we have to hear properly. No? But sometimes we hear in this way, right? But that hearing coming from here, no? Laya arrow, pass through, no? They go, they lost, no? But when we hear properly, we just stop that arrow somewhere in the middle, no? And then going so through the heart, no? And touch the heart, no? And we wake up, no? We can be free from apabarga, the material existence. And only that we can be attracted to devotional service, no? To devotional service. To the loving devotional service to the spiritual master and Krishna, no? In the association of devotees, satam prasanga. No? So Kapila Deva was explaining to his mother about that he has to look shelter of the devotees, no? With these qualities. No? And that's a very important because she was his mother. No, he could carry her to the spiritual kingdom at once. No, but he didn't. No, he instructed her just to go and serve the devotees, to take shelter of the devotees. No, and she did. No, she did. And that happened with Uddhava. No. When Krishna told Uddhava that, okay, I have to go, no, I have to go. And Uddhava and Krishna, they were very close friends. Why Krishna did not took Uddhava to the spiritual kingdom at once? Let's go, friend. Or let's go, my friend. No. No. He instructed him to follow this instruction. Right? In the 11th canto, we can hear that wonderful instruction Krishna given to Uddhava. And Uddhava cried and cried and cried, but he accepted. No. He accepted the instruction of Krishna. Devotional service. No. And devotional service starts by hearing. No. What I have to do and what I don't have to do. That's the whole thing. But because we have to hear again and again and again to convince ourselves that is our real constitutional position. To be humble and servant. No? That is one of the main points I can extract from this sloka. No? That we can regain our original Krishna consciousness. Which was lost because of the material attraction. No? And because we are attracted to the material enjoyment for so long, that is why we cannot believe. No? For we have no idea how long. No? That is why we have to hear again and again and again and again. No? That is why we have to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Every Sunday. Every Sunday? Or every day? Every single day. No, every single day. We have to become like the products. You know the products who sell to clean the floor, the bathroom, no? All these products, they come with something right down. It is a new and, what is the other one? New and improve. No? New and improve. No? So that has to be our chanting every day, new and improve. In order to get fresh our sadhana. No? Because the sadhana, because every day, if we are not refreshing, they start to become dry, right? Drive and drive and drive, and that's it. No, that's it. That's why we have to wake up every morning just to, no, we have new, a fresh consciousness. No, and this process carry us to the real love, no, prema, for the Supreme Personality of God. Real love, we say, because in the material, the material society, this is misunderstanding, this love, no, or real love. Actually, we understand that love is between a woman and a boy, no, especially when they are engaged, no. But after they marry, where is that love? No, we start to look for that and we never find. No, where is the love? There is no love. After marriage, there is just quarrel, fighting, and all these kind of things. So where is the love? No. It's not exist. There was an illusion. No? An illusion. No? So, one day a couple, a married man and a married woman, they were in a hotel. No? And they were quarreling each other. No? And quarreling and quarreling and fighting. So the man just called the manager. And he told the man, please, sir, just come here and help me because I'm fighting with my wife and she threatened me that she will throw herself through the window. No? She wants to throw herself through the window. And the manager said, I'm sorry, that is your personal business. I cannot do, no? And the man become angry and say, you rascal, you know that I cannot open the window. No? So this is a maintenance issue. So in other words, the man was asking the manager to come and open the window for his wife to throw herself. No. So where is the love? No. There is no love. No. There is no love. This is just an illusion. No. Some hope. That is a hope. We can change that love for hope, no? Because when somebody marry, he hope, no? That love become true, no? That is a hope. Sometimes when we were brahmacharis, we were thinking like that, no? I hope I get through, no? I hope I get through. But after that true, it's not become true, no? It's become something else, no? Mm? It is not real. No. So the brahmacharis is better to remain like that, in that color. No. If they want. if they want trouble, welcome. No. Welcome to the Grihastha Ashram. No. But they still, the devotees can preach. Everybody has the duty to express this Krishna consciousness. No? The brahmacharis, the grihastras, the vanaprastha, what they speak about the sannyasis. No? But everybody has that duty to preach. No? All the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were grihastras, and they were strong preachers. No? All of them. No? That we have to do. No? We come to the Dham to recharge ourselves, and we go back and preach. No? Sometimes we hear devotees say that I want to go to Vrindavan and surrender, I don't know where. No? That is the perfection of life, to go there, to stay there. And as soon as I hear that, I say, thank you very much, my dear Krishna, that Papa wasn't thinking like that. No? Because if Papa was thinking like that, what happened to us? No? Papa left this place, no? And that time it was more quiet, no? And he just left, no? And all age just to preach Krishna consciousness. And he did, and he doing, and he will continue to do it, no? Srila Prabhupada ki! Nittai Gaura Premanandi! So we want to stop here. If there is any question, comment. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for your wonderful class. I have one question. Early on, we were talking about, you were mentioning the reasons why we fall down. And you mentioned one that I hadn't heard before, which was attraction to material energy. And I wonder if you could maybe explain that a little bit more, because it's my understanding there is no material energy in the spiritual world. There's no material energy, only spiritual energy. And so I'm just curious where this material attraction would come from.
Okay. Well, these few days, the speaker were talking about actually the same point, you know, how we fall down in the material world and the spiritual world. There is no material things, there is no attraction, you know, how, why, when, you know. And I think one Mataji was asking, you know, a few days ago, if we were actually pure, you know, why we fall down, you know. And that deep question, no, why we fall down, no. But actually I hear that is no matter. It doesn't matter, no. And the example is given, if somebody is chased by a Bengal tiger, no. You know the Bengal tigers? It's a huge animal, no. We can imagine if that tiger is behind us and we have to run away, no. But in the running, we just fall down, no? We just fall down. And who will think, how I fall down? See, I was running for my life. Was with, because I put my red foot, my right foot on my left foot, and he started to meditate, why, was a stone, was something on the ground? No. As soon as he falls down, he has to get up and run again. And run and run and run away, because his life, no. If he stop there, he will be eaten by the tiger. So Srila Prabhupada said that, no, better.